It's time for another B moment. Let's let our heart say, this is my B moment, my moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. So today I am thinking about all that is involved with waiting on God. And I am convinced that, you know, what is required when we start out waiting on God differs greatly on what's necessary to sustain your wait. And I think about it in terms of running a successful business, you know, that fire in the belly-like qualities that we need to start are different from the skills that we need to sustain an operations day to day. And so when I think about that extended period of waiting, it really matters how you wait. Psalm 95:8 teaches us, the Lord says, don't harden your hearts as Israel did at Meribah, as they did at Massah in the wilderness. And in this instance, the wilderness represents testing. You know, during this extended wait, and I'm speaking from my own personal experience, sometimes those closest to you may question your intentions and doubt your overall judgment. And this will hurt. And I have found, cry, dry your tears, hold your place. You may even feel forsaken by God Himself. This really means one thing. You're looking at your situation from a human perspective. I say, put on your spiritual glasses and hold your place. Today's scripture is Psalm 27:14. Be brave and courageous. Yes, wait patiently for the Lord. So the next time you're waiting on God to make His next move, move in closer to Him and hold your place. Finally, share this B moment because others desire to be inspired.